Now, as we've been hearing this morning, the Isle of Man's minimum wage will increase next year following Tynwald approval yesterday. From the 1st of April, the hourly rate will rise from £12.25 to £13.46. The move comes in spite of concerns regarding the impact on businesses. The Treasury Minister, Alex Allenson, joins us live in the studio now. Moramai Minister.
Good morning.
First of all, were you confident that this would be approved?
No. I mean, we had a really quite extensive debate in this Tynwald. If you think back at the beginning of the year, we had lots of discussions about minimum wage. In May, the Department for Enterprise produced a paper looking at trying to link it with average earnings, median earnings. And we had a big debate in July as well. And this was there was the commitment to come forward in October with a 6-month window so that people knew exactly what was going to come in to April. But nothing is ever taken for granted. There were 7 people who voted against this in the House of Keys yesterday. And people expressed some of their concerns. And again, various groups such as Chamber of Commerce, other individual employers have expressed their concerns. I suppose what I haven't heard an awful lot over the last month is the voice of people who are actually being paid the minimum wage, because that's the other side of it, because a lot of this comes from the Poverty Committee in the last administration and a commitment at the start of this administration that we would reach the living wage. Now, there have been some problems with that, so we're going for a slightly different way of calculating the minimum wage. But actually, this week in the UK, they announced that their voluntary living wage was going to rise to £13.45 per hour from next year. We've got £13.46, so we're actually on track to deliver a good standard of living for those people who are on minimum wage.
And it is a steep increase then. It's 9.9%. So do you think those on minimum wage will notice much of a difference?
I think they will. And again, there were lots of discussions during Tynwald today. It is not a binary debate. It's not about workers versus employers. It's not about income versus tax. We have to get a package for this. So one of the commitments I made was to look at tax thresholds, look at NI thresholds again. One of the commitments the Department for Enterprise made was look at the various support packages that are available for local businesses, particularly those small businesses who rely upon people who are being paid the minimum wage, as we transition to a new way of calculating the minimum wage, living wage, into next year.
Now, Minister Johnston pointed out that whilst the Minimum Wage Committee didn't back the proposal, it didn't put forward any alternatives. Do you think if it had, there might have been a different outcome here?
Well, the Minimum Wage Committee actually brought forward a whole range of different alternatives and have been doing so for the last 18 months. They actually wanted us to commission a report. We did last year, the Pragmatics Report, looking at the impact of this. Treasury also produced an assessment of the impact of increasing the minimum wage. There's lots of evidence there. What the Minimum Wage Committee was saying was, should we be looking at different ways of calculating it? Should we be having lower rates? At the end of the day, what the Minimum Wage Committee are tasked to do is to take evidence from people in our community and then come back with recommendations that then Treasury and the Department for Enterprise have to look at. And we have to balance that against the overall economic atmosphere in the Isle of Man as well. I'm thankful for what they've done. Obviously, they have a role to play. But I think what Tynwald did in July was fix this to the minimum wage, living wage to median earnings. What we can now do is give that certainty to businesses going forward and to people who are being paid the minimum wage, that they know what they're going to get from April next year. And also, when we can have another announcement in October next year, there will be a clear pathway to even out these increases as we grow our economy and grow median earnings.
Well, the Enterprise Minister also said this will provide businesses with the chance to plan and prepare. So it's around about 5 months until this comes in 1st of April next year. Do you think that is enough time, or actually will some businesses just be preparing to close their doors with this increase?
Yeah, I mean, nobody disputes that there are lots of stresses, particularly for small businesses on the Isle of Man, and particularly in certain sectors such as hospitality, retail, the care sectors, cleaning companies. We know that they've been hit by increased costs, increased energy costs, and obviously those people who employ a lot of staff are going to be hit by this if they're paying the minimum wage. However, we also know that if you can plan ahead, adjust your prices, adjust your business models, and there is help available to do that, we can actually get through this together.
But 5 months will whiz by. You know, that will go by so quickly. Is this really enough time?
It will, but we've been talking about this for 5 years. we set a clear pathway in the Ireland plan at the start of this administration to meet the living wage. We've actually backtracked on that. We've delayed that. We've phased that in. We're now going for median earnings. So we've given business an awful lot of chance there to adjust, at the same time as they're having to adjust to lots of other pressures as well. This isn't, as I said, a binary debate. This is trying to support the local economy, support local workers, support local employers, so we can all benefit from increased prosperity on the Isle of Man. And at the same time, obviously, attract more businesses over here, attract more visitors over here, get more footfall in our town centres. It's all part of an overall government policy. But this is a commitment by Tim Walz, which has now been delivered this week.
We've had a lot of comments about small businesses, so we'll come back to that in just a few moments. But just want to ask you, Minister, your Ramsay colleague, Mr. Hooper, suggested a phased increase, jumping to £13 initially and then jumping up even more in October. Obviously, you didn't go with that. Do you think that was a bad idea?
What we had in July was a change in emphasis in terms of the initial idea to twin this with the living wage. Now, it gets complicated because we've got minimum wage, we've got real living wage, we've got national living wage. Basically, the living wage is a mathematical calculation based on a basket of goods. And what they found on the Isle of Man and in the UK is that calculation has become really difficult to make over the last year. So the living wage report we had earlier on the year actually set the living wage over £16. And even they said that's too much and downgraded it to £13.74. Laurie Hooper and the Poverty Committee said we should be meeting the living wage. And so he said we should be getting to the £13.74. We have said from a government perspective that with the inaccuracies in the living wage calculations and the concern about that, actually we should go for median earnings. That's a better way of trying to benchmark what the minimum wage should be. So we did have, again, rehashing some of the debates in July about the best way of calculating a minimum wage for the people of this island. We had overall support for the motion yesterday, and this will be coming through. But what we need to do now is use that time to get that certainty to employers and employees so that they know what's coming, they can adjust to that, they can deal with this transition and have that clear viewpoint going forward that in October we will announce the new rate for the following April and get into this cycle, because up till now it has been a little bit haphazard. It's been lots of discussions, and what we now need is certainty.
You talk about sort of the building up until April next year and then towards October last year. When this news broke yesterday, the majority of our comments on Facebook, it's safe to say, were not positive towards yourself or the government's decision. What's the message, though, to small businesses who basically are worried that they're going to have to cut staff to make this work?
I'm thank you for inviting me on. This was very much a Timmel decision. This was initially about poverty, but actually it's also about economic growth and prosperity and trying to get that across our island. What I'd say for small businesses is, look, we were increasing the minimum wage. If you are struggling, reach out to the Department for Enterprise, come in, have a chat, see how we can assist you adjusting to that. And there are lots of schemes available in terms of energy costs, in terms of technology costs. We need to make sure that we support everyone going forward. Again, this isn't trying to pitch workers against employers. It's trying to make sure that we have that investment in our economy. Earlier on in the year, we had the local economy strategy. That will be relaunched. We will do as much as we can to support the local economy going forward. But also, as I said, increase visitor numbers, do all those things we need to ensure that the Isle of Man has that vibrant economy that we all want.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.